Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with life coach, the military medium, Dean McMurray, and this is your daily dose of happy. We're so happy you decided to join us today, and we had a little thing that we were doing this past week, Dean, to get ready for this show, an experiment, so to speak. And I'll tell you quite honestly, I'm a bit nervous because...
Are you?
Yeah, because I have very, very little confidence in myself as a psychic, and that's what we were practicing doing.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like flying without a net. I don't know.
You know, it's kind of funny because, excuse me while I get situated, but, I'll elaborate as we get into, but we started on the 24th, right? March 24th. Today is, March 30th. And the idea was to just record anything that we noticed, out of around the, for me, it was in the night, since we're in different time zones, talking about, around 9:05, 9:10, Central Standard for me. And then I believe you're an hour ahead, correct?
So I'm doing it on 10 o'clock.
Yeah. 10 o'clock. And then, and then we just record any observance or anything that we're noticing
And it was a reach for me. I gotta be perfectly honest. I mean, I was actually trying to kind of send and receive. So I wrote down in my notes stuff that I was focusing my attention on in case you picked up any of that. And then, I put like a question mark next to anything that I kind of, you know, got an image on inside or a thought came to my mind, whatever, to tell me which ones I was hoping were from you. Okay. But I don't know.
So, well, how do we want to do this? Do we just take it one day at a time and then we'll just discuss it?
Yeah.
Kind of back and forth. So we started off with Monday, March 24th, right?
Wednesday, March 24th.
Or was it a Wednesday?
This is the other Wednesday, yeah.
The other Wednesday. I don't even know what day the 24th was. But we started on the 24th regardless. Yeah, because it was day after the program. So, which is on Tuesdays. So, so it kind of interesting, to be honest, because I had thought about it like, ooh, I gotta, you know, be cognizant of that time. Mm. For me, you know, that 9:05-ish time frame.
Yeah, I love smartphones for that because if it wasn't for the smartphone, I mean, I would have missed most of them. I mean, the alarm went off and I said, what's that? Oh my God, it's time.
Right. Well, and you know, it's interesting. I was focusing for that first day. I was focusing on that intention of doing something because I wasn't really sure what I was going to try to do.
Right.
But it was interesting because as I shared last week, Walt, that, you know, my wife and I have been doing some painting and a little bit of updating and things in the home. And we had this clock. It wasn't a grandfather clock. It was rather kind of unique. It was more of a cabinet. It's an upright standing clock. It's about like 7 foot tall, right? It's kind of tall. And my wife the night before, I'm sharing this because it's rebel and spilt all this paint. It just made a mess. And we were going to make or, you know, repaint it or whatever we were doing. And around the time that I was supposed to be devoting to, this experiment, I had looked, it was almost like the clock all of a sudden drew my attention. And sitting there drinking coffee and I'm like looking at it and just, you know, and all of a sudden for all the years that we've had it, all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I don't think the clock fits in the home anymore. Like, you know, it's outdated. And of course we're very much about getting rid of stuff. Mm. But it was something that we always put papers in and different things. And, it was interesting. And my wife was like, and out of the blue, she was, and you know, we both love this clock. And she was like, you're right. Like it needs to go. And
oh my.
So we right away, we were like, put it in the garage. And so around the time that I was supposed to be doing this experiment, I was doing that. And it was interesting when I went back to reflect that, because I was like, you know, what you were just talking, oh crap, I forgot the, you know, the, but I was like, wait a minute, I was busy doing the clock thing around that. And all of a sudden it was like this epiphany that it was just releasing. It was kind of a big kind of energetic moment.
Well, this
and
is
I
funny.
Was like, yeah.
This is funny because I made notes of both what I was trying to project and what I was trying to receive. And one of the first thoughts that came to my mind was, did Dean remember that this was the time to transmit and receive?
Oh, funny, isn't it? And symbolic of the clock, right?
Right, exactly.
How funny is that? You know, and here I'm, here we're carrying out the 7-foot clock. And also the same time I was like, oh crap. But then I was like, well, it's kind of symbolic because it was something that typically we would just actually it was in the process of being repainted and we just really couldn't agree on the paint and just the energy was not flowing any longer with it. And, and here it was, you know, took, Dean and Walt's experiment to get rid of the clock.
It wasn't the only thing that I wrote down because I'll be honest. I was reaching that first day. I mean, I had no idea how to even go about doing all this.
Right.
And so I wrote down the first words that came to my mind, whatever they were, no matter how insane they were. Interesting is that one of them shows up a lot in future days and I don't know why. I'm going to be curious to see if this ties in some way.
Okay.
But the words that I wrote down on that Wednesday were worship, amazing, erase, and relax. And I think the relax was mainly about me. It wasn't so much that I was trying to.
Oh, regardless. Right. But, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. But, you know, talking about letting stuff go, right? The release aspect. You know, interesting.
Now, I was actually trying to transmit something. I can actually show you what it was.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I'm kind of in a wire twist.
Yep.
At the time that it all happened, I was looking at this.
Ooh,
you can see that.
Okay, yep.
It's basically a cookbook. Yeah, different ways to spice recipes and so forth. So I was trying to transmit that to you. But that I don't hear anything what we're talking about that matches up with that. So apparently it didn't
work. Nothing
that
I remember. I wasn't sent, you know, I wonder what I should make for dinner tonight. No, I can't say nothing. You know, all of a sudden I don't remember, or recall anything that was significant that just kind of leapt into my brain at that point. But,
I think we get 1 point for the clock and what time. It was, and whether or not you remembered that the time was the time.
Right. Well,
so we get 1 point for that one.
All right. So
let's go to Thursday. What happens on Thursday?
Okay, Thursday. So the 25th, March 25th.
Right.
Now I will say that this, I completely forgot about it. Again, maybe I should have the clock the second day. But I completely forgot about it. And it was interesting because I was like, oh, I completely. And then when I went back to think about it, I was like, there was nothing significant that happened, at that moment of time because I went back into, that time frame. There was nothing significant that I picked up on.
Well,
what about?
I think a lot of people would actually agree with you in the context of what I was actually focusing on, because at that moment in time, I was doing bookkeeping and payroll for our business. And there are a lot of people who would say that's so boring that it has absolutely no significance whatsoever.
Nice.
So the only other thing that I was focusing on at that point, and I don't remember what the context was here.
Right.
I was looking at a Facebook ad.
Okay.
I don't even know what the ad was. So, I mean, we're talking like so little context here that I don't know. And then in terms of what I was getting from, well, trying to get from you, I mean, obviously you weren't really transmitting anything. So.
Yeah, right. It's just like, well, and sometimes though is even, it's interesting. I found in the past, like even when I am not consciously aware of doing it, because we made this agreement, right?
Right.
And even if I forgot, I guess there was part of me that, I trusted that would even be, even if it's my subconscious, be like, hey, even though conscious Dean is like checked out somewhere, right? But like, we're going to still transmit, or we're still going to do something. But yeah, so I don't know, but
and well, what did well, you, here, here's what I wrote down that I was hoping might be coming from you.
Okay.
First thing, and I don't know what this comes from, red and green. I have no idea what that was about.
Mm.
And then okay. I think the next thing was me doing an association. The next thing was spring, because green and spring go together. And then I got mountains and iris and shower. Mm. And I have no idea what well, any of that has to do with anything.
Maybe I was taking a shower at that moment.
I don't know. with your Irish spring.
I'm with my Irish spring dressed and you got to see my colorful, undergarments. I don't know. I don't have those colors. The more Christmas colors, aren't they?
So I think we're 0-4 on Tuesday. We're okay. Yeah. Thursday. Wednesday we got 1 point. Right. Thursday, I don't think we get any points on that one. Okay. Right. Now Friday, I was experimenting with some software that I've had for quite some time. It's software for dictating what it is that you want to write. Because I was feeling lazy that day. Uh-huh. The particular software package is called Dragon Naturally Speaking, and it's one of the best packages out there. Uh-huh. So I was focusing on that for that time, and then the alarm went off, and I didn't allow myself to get distracted. And so a few minutes later, I realized what time it was. So I figured, well, I better write down that I was playing with that software. Maybe there was something going on.
Right.
And then I said, well, I wonder what happens if I just kind of mentally focus on you. Mm-hmm. And so I just tried to mentally focus on you. And I wasn't really transmitting anything. I was just like, okay, what does Dean look like? I mean, I've got your profile picture that I use when I publish the podcast and so forth. So I was trying to focus on that. And then I just started paying attention to, and I was also trying to get my vibe raised at the same time, because I know anytime I want to attract anything, whatever it is, including psychic behavior.
Sure.
Got to get the vibe up. So I was trying to, get myself into a happier place. And then I just started writing down, and I got a bunch of different words here. And you got to tell me if anything connects.
Yeah.
Here. Once again, I got the word red. Remember the day before was red and green.
Mm-hmm.
Waste, as in waste material.
Okay.
Block, like a wooden block.
Mm-hmm.
White. A maze. That's the second time I got a maze.
Uh-huh.
Love, heal, H-E-A-L.
Yeah.
Arrest, a red traffic light, a green light, and a friend.
Interesting.
And I have no idea. I mean, this could be like random association for all I know.
Well, interesting that you bring up, because I do believe that some of that resonates. Because around that time in the 26th, I did receive a message from a Vietnam veteran on my YouTube channel.
Hmm.
And it was a notification. And, I read it around that time. And I could say that it was around that, I guess that love and that healing aspect, it was just a very nice message and talking about a little bit about him or whatever. And I was like, it was something that was very heartfelt.
Okay.
So it was very interesting. That was something that really, I guess, spoke to me at that moment. And so I wrote that down. So I would say that we could give that a point or two.
Yeah, we get a point for that.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Sure.
So. I mean, what this is telling me is that I get a lot of noise, but every once in a while something comes through that's actually there.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I mean, is I think you're seeing the same that I am, is just because we both had busy weeks.
Mm.
It's even though we made the conscious decision, I mean, There's sometimes we're distracted or about or whatever the case is, but there's still an aspect of us that, we're still kind of in the ethers. Like, even if we go back and think about it, sometimes it's picking up on some stuff that, that happened or, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting.
Yeah, it is. So the 27th, moving
to Saturday.
Yeah. So what did you, I didn't get Saturday. Anything. I didn't get anything. Lazy Saturday, day here.
Well, it was kind of lazy here too. This is how lazy I was. I had no idea what to focus on. I had Facebook open at the moment. So I just focused on the Facebook logo. I was just sending the Facebook logo. That was it.
Sure. Sure.
I figured yeah, give that a shot. Why not?
I didn't, didn't I arrive. Guess I wasn't. Yeah. So
once again, the post office did not deliver.
Be like, yeah, it was, here it was, the busy signal or just
the busy signal, right?
And please try your number again. Remember those? So I bet you that lady's out of work now, right? That person.
Well, it was
that,
a recording, like, wasn't it?
Well, right. I know, but somebody had to make
it. She didn't sit there and just keep repeating it every time.
No, but somebody had to record it initially, right? All circuits are busy now. Please, you know, hang up and try your number again.
Well, she ended up getting jobs with various internet startups. So she was fine. Right. You know?
Yeah. She's like, Alexa's grandmother, right?
Right. Yes.
Oh man. So the 28th.
Well, before that, I also wanted to tell you what I was trying to transmit to see if any of it resonates on Saturday, the 27th. Oh, This is what stuff I was receiving.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So the first one was window, which I think may have been just because I was sitting in front of a window.
Mm.
The second one was an old Simon and Garfunkel album, Sounds of Silence. I have no idea why that came in. Ceiling fan, which is odd because we have no ceiling fans.
Right.
Celebrity, connections, and erase. And erase, that's another time that word has come up. Mm. I don't know what's going on there. This may be just my brain being erased.
No, I do remember. It's interesting you bring up windows, because I vaguely remember on Saturday, because the weather was actually nice that day. And I said, I still remember saying, oh my God, now you can really see how gross the windows are. And I said, boy, if it gets even any nicer out, we're going to have to clean the windows.
Interesting.
And, yeah. So windows, talking about windows. But I don't remember anything in regards to celebrities or, the Sound of Silence, which I love both, you know, not only Simon Garfunkel version, you know, the other versions that have come out after that. I love all, you know, I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Did not listen to it that day.
Okay.
So yeah, but interesting. Maybe it was a silence between my ears. I don't know, but I love it.
I'll go for, I think we get a point for window. That's good.
Yeah.
You know? Interesting. So, you know, we're batting cool. about 150, but at least we're getting some hits. That's right. better than I expected. You know,
right. You swing enough, you're going to hit that's something.
Right. No, not necessarily. I mean, there are people who have been major league ball players who go up and strike out 20 times in a row. So you can't actually assume you're going to hit something.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, let's go to Sunday. And now Sunday, the thing happened when we were making a late breakfast. So breakfast became the theme that day.
Oh.
And what I ended up transmitting was a picture.
Let me ask you. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What did you have for breakfast?
That's exactly what I was going to tell you.
Oh, sorry.
No, not at all. That's
because
where I was going.
One of the things, I wrote down nothing for that day, but when you brought up breakfast, that reminded me going, you know what I could really go for today? I could go for a big spread, like a home style breakfast, like the old school, like waffles and hash browns and sausage links and eggs, however you like them, whatever. And, you know, and all this. And I was like, ooh, I got the stuff for the sauce. And actually I ended up having that for, I think it was like a late, it was like more of a brunch. Cause I was like, ooh, and I didn't have, because I'm gluten free, right?
Oh, okay.
I make my own waffles. So with a different, like recipe. I was like, darn, I don't have the stuff for the waffles. And I was like, you know, I'm going to survive. You know, I'm, you know, I haven't, I'm, you can't see my, as my dad would say, you can't see my ribs. I'm doing good.
Right.
So the thing is that, so it was interesting that you bring that up was like a big breakfast, like a hearty.
It was eggs and toast and some bacon on a blue and white plate. And I flavored it with onion powder. So that was part of what I was sending along as well.
Nice. Okay.
And then, there was a context that, the Queen of England and Princess Margaret, it's something I think Louise was watching, on YouTube or television or something. And so I decided to try to submit that or transmit that too, but I have no idea if that got across.
No, I didn't. Nothing that I remember was like, the royal family or anything associated with that. Okay. I don't remember that.
All right.
Let's see. So that was a 29th. That was no interesting that's, enough.
That's the 28th. Sunday's the 28th.
Oh, sorry. 28th. Yes.
Right.
Okay. There was something that I tried to do on the 28th. I'm a day ahead. In my thinking, but you're no correct is,
Oh, wait a minute. There's something else I have to tell you about the 28th.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I was also recording what I was hoping might be coming from you.
Yeah.
And this is kind of funny. The words that I wrote down were nothing, forgot, erasure, and energy.
Interesting. That's pretty fascinating. So on the 28th though, one of the things that my wife was asking, hey, did you, or, talking about our daughter? And I said, no, I didn't wake her highness. And I remember that because I didn't, because sometimes you knock on a teenager's door, hey, time to get up and be like, and I was like, I didn't wake her highness. So I remember saying that, the same thing, the breakfast was the 28th thinking, God, I could really go for a big, breakfast. And what I tried to do, that was one day that I was really focused, I guess, if you will. I actually tried to, throw papers about. That's what I was trying to disrupt. Like, if I was to run through your house and knock papers out, I was like, let me see if I can knock something off the counter or whatever. I was just trying to be chaotic. And I was like, let me see if I can disrupt something. To happen, but,
Well, we can roughly associate that with energy. That was one of the words. Sure. That picked up. So
yeah. So interesting. Kind of. So that day sounds it's a bit like of a reach, I had let's be more. Honest.
I mean, that's a reach, but right, we'll go with it,
Right. But that
I'm a beginner.
That day, what more sounds like I had more hits than the other days. To be
we
honest.
Give it at least 1 point, maybe two.
Well,
if we give it 2 points, that means we've got 5 points for the week so far. That's pretty good.
Well, hey, that's pretty good.
That's 5 points more than I thought we were going to get. So,
right.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Right. No.
So if we go to Monday the 29th, what do we got there?
Right. So Monday the 29th, I had nothing. I can't. I didn't.
You're the psychic medium. What the hell's going on here?
I was like,
I want my money back.
I was like, it's like flatlined over here. Dean Clear.
Apparently.
I was like, there was nothing, big.
One of my words that day that I was receiving was erase.
Erase again. Just, I wasn't here. These aren't the droids you're looking for, right?
That's right. Interesting you say that because my other two words were planet and world. So,
there you go. I must be psychic. Funny. I love
what I was focusing on, we are beginning our gardening season. And we need one more employee because we lost an employee who basically got hurt, not on the job, but he got hurt and he wasn't able to come back. So we had to get somebody to replace him. So I was advertising for new employees. And, I'll focus on the fact that I'm advertising for a new employee. And then I don't know why I wrote this down. Psychic test description written for this week's episode. What on earth was I thinking when I wrote that?
What does this say again?
Psychic test description written for this week's episode. I have no idea why I wrote that. I don't even remember writing it.
Description. Interesting.
I don't know. That's just bizarre.
Is that part of your new hiring?
That's what it is. Yeah. That's it.
What
yeah.
am I thinking?
It's bad enough when you're trying to read somebody else's thoughts, right. but when you can't even read your own thoughts, I mean, that's right. just, ooh.
Right. I know. Yeah, I know.
That's when the guys in the white coats come by.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's time for your daily meds.
That's right. So I'm just going to casually delete that one because it's just too uncomfortable.
Well, I think it's interesting though, is like, you know, what is that? Or,
I don't know.
You know, those random, the randomness of that.
What's particularly odd about it for me is that I've done so much meditating and mirror work and so forth over the last few years that I don't get a lot of random noise in my head.
Mm.
So most of the time, my mind is just quiet, which I love, by the way. Right, I mean, there were years where I just had all those tapes playing and, you know, it's finally gotten quiet and I love that. Mm-hmm. But my point is, it's pretty unusual for me to have this random piece of text come out and I don't even know that it came out. It's kind of scary, really.
Yeah. It's like a shorthand, like, remember milk, right? It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Maybe I was writing the description for today's show and it accidentally pasted there. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
You got to trust the process and wherever that came from or, you know, whoever wrote it, whatever you were channeling.
Whatever you were smoking.
Whatever. It could be something. You know, those edibles, whatever. Mm. You know, we're not here to judge. It's.
Well, did you do it today? I did it today, but I just had one note for today.
So I wasn't, to be really honest, it was like I was walking, like I've been like a walking zombie, as I shared earlier, I didn't go to bed till 4 o'clock this morning. I didn't go to bed at all, like before that, because of that, national radio show. Right. And so, you know, when I went, my son, and it's kind of interesting because it kind of fascinating is, a lot of people don't realize I don't have a landline in my home. Mm. And so when a big show, you know, and I'm able to get on a ginormous, show, I actually rent a hotel room.
Oh my.
To utilize their landline.
Use the phone, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, for the connection quality.
Right.
And so you can usually pick up a one night stay for, you know, fairly cheap. And so that was, and kind of works out for the kids too, because they get to swim. And with COVID. So it's kind of a win-win, a little bit of break. Mm-hmm. But quite honestly, for me, I'm dragging the next day. Mm. And this morning, you know, I think it was around that time. So it was, I don't know. I was kind of focusing on, boy, they don't really have, a lot of options here for this continental or, well, you know, like a little breakfast area thing. And I was like, oh, there's not a lot of options. But it was really just kind of reflecting on, more gratitude, I would say, because, there was a lot of nice feedback and the show went very well. But, so I guess I was more in a state of gratitude. But I kind of felt like I was a walking zombie, so to speak. So,
okay. Well, it's fair because this morning, when the time came around, I found myself very engrossed in what I was doing to the point where I heard the alarm and then I forgot about it for the next 5 minutes. Not only was I engrossed in what I was doing, but my cat was bothering me because he wants to go outside. And unfortunately, I can't let him outside because there's a whole story from last year where he got attacked. And so we're not letting him out, which is frustrating for him. But it's also frustrating for me because I can't get any work done because the cat wants to go outside. He's in my face. Meow, meow, meow. So that was my note for this morning. The cat wants to go outside.
The cat wanted to go out. Interesting. Oh, man.
Well, this is an interesting experiment we did this week.
It has been.
We get some points for it. We definitely get some points.
We got a couple points.
Yeah. I mean, I think we only batted about 100, but 100 is better than 000.
Right. Well, really, you know, and the thing that I found too, I think, is if somebody wants to strengthen that, you know, I think about if you were to take that a step further, right? And really that was the first week. And so there were some hits. There was maybe more misses, but it's more about, right? So, but you start strengthening maybe that, telekinetic and energetic connection.
I think I'm also strengthening the belief because I didn't think we were going to get anything. So just getting something said, it's like it tells my subconscious mind, oh, well, maybe, I mean, it may have been coincidence, but maybe it actually did get or send something successfully. Maybe it actually worked a little bit.
You know, remember when I texted you, I don't even know what day was that. You know, and I texted Walt saying, hey, have you been noticing more synchronicities or whatever it was after the time?
After 9:05. Yeah.
Yeah. So
anomalies, you called them
anomalies. There you go. As far as, you know, significant events, because what I started noticing was like things, and I didn't write it down, unfortunately, but it was things that made me stop and go, well, that's pretty cool. And so I started acknowledging even on the, some of the days that I wrote nothing, because that's the parameters of the exercise was here's the little 5-minute window. Mm-hmm. But not outside of it. And that's when I started going, but every day outside of that, there was something that made me stop and go, that's pretty cool. Like, whether it's, you know, the repetitive numbers or, things like today, you know, my daughter had, in her bathroom, I had been down there. I was washing my hands and then I left. I came upstairs and we heard a bunch of noise and then the hair dryer was on and we thought my daughter had taken a shower. I was like, wait a minute. I was just in the bathroom. How could that be? And here the hair dryer is laying on the floor. Which I thought was very interesting. I was like, well, I get it. That was the noise of fell. It turned on. But, I was like, I was just in here. Not that, it, you know, I don't need, if you can see my head, you know, that I don't need a hairdryer.
This is true.
And so I'm completely bald, but by choice. But the thing is that, so it was something that was very interesting. There was, you know, there was different, circumstances. And anomalies, as I called them, that would make me stop and go, that was pretty cool. Or
it would have been fun if you actually wrote the, I'm glad you got that one, but I wish you'd written some of this down just to see if it would have cued anything with me. I
mean,
I can't say I had any kind of hairdryer incident, but, still, I mean, that would be interesting to do that.
Right. Well, you know, in a what, you know, kind of fascinating aspect was, just the, and I'm trying to go back now, but I know the things that you were sharing. That's where I was even trying to put that up against, those events and be like, was that something? For example, you know, like, you know, the other aspects of like, there was different nuances of, you know, that breakfast, even though I said like around that time, boy, you know what I could go for? Is, you know, a big, but it wasn't until some time that I actually made that breakfast and then did whatever. But the thing that I would share is it's kind of interesting how, you know, sometimes it doesn't always have to, you know, maybe there was a delay. Maybe there was.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe because I was actually focused on that at the designated time, I'm wondering if I successfully transmitted that to you, you successfully received it. But because you weren't really paying attention, it took a while to process it.
Yeah, it could be, you know, it certainly could be. And that's something to think about too, is not to be aware outside of the time frame. If you're doing a similar experiment saying, you know, obviously pay attention to that 5-10 minute window, but then really also look at, hey, if you had a cool incident that happened or anomaly, you know, 9 o'clock at night and be like, wow, that was really interesting. You know, write that down, you know, cause it could be something that was significant. And I think that brings us back to a different point is when a lot of people ask for signs, Walt, from those in spirit, when people are asking the universe for signs, we tend to overlook because, again, I'll go back to that 5-minute window. We're looking for it in our box that we construct.
Yeah. And the universe is like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And universe could be like, dude, you know, what you're asking for, that does, it's not going to happen right in this 5 minutes. However, it might happen 3 hours from now, or, you know, it might happen tonight or whatever.
Or maybe you're not even in a space where you can receive it in that 5 minutes because you're trying to do something else during that 5-minute time.
Right.
So you're effectively blocking it.
Right. Right. Your mind space as well. Like, where, you know, on the first day where I was actually moving that clock, with my wife, you know, whether you're kind of feeling like a walking zombie, you're not even, you know, focused on, you're just like, I need to brush my teeth, you know, like I need one coffee, you know. Sometimes you're just not in that mind space or even that cognitive aspect of, you know, gearing that energy going forward. Something to think about. I think it's very fascinating. Because I know one of the things that I would do with, students, just to play with it, I actually went to, and everybody can play this at home. It's really kind of fun. You get yourself a deck of cards. So you and a friend, and you remember the old game, Battleship?
Walt? Yeah. Yeah.
So, and the aspect obviously is with warships, and you set it up however you want, but
yeah, you got the grid and all
the
that.
Setup, yeah. Right? The little gray tablet that popped open. Well, what you do, go down to your local pizza shop and just say that, you know, let them know that you're trying an experiment or maybe a class project. And basically that's what I did. And I got a whole bunch of just regular pizza boxes unopened without anything in it. And so, and basically what I would do is, and I kept them flat. Mm-hmm. But what you do is basically go flap to flap. So you're looking at your, just like I'm looking at you, right? But then we would open up the pizza box. So you can't see what's in my pizza box. I can't see what's in yours. Yeah. So you have your own little area. And basically what you do is shuffle your deck of cards. And it's kind of a playback on the old, there's an old psychic, I think a game of if you can see different shapes and different things like that. But, you know, with the aspect of, okay, you know, there's a deck of cards, it's got a bunch of numbers, colors, whatever, shapes. And basically you just flip the top one. You just kind of, and then what you do is either have a piece of paper and saying, you know, go. And then, you know, if you want to make it fun, whoever gets the most right, you can do that. You know, and really that's just one way of playing and trying to tune into the energy of, you know, what card are they holding up? And, you know, what do I get? Do I get a heart? Do I get a diamond? Do I get, you know, is it black? Is it red? Is it, you know, do I feel that it's, the edges are sharp? Maybe like with a angle of a diamond? Is it round? You know, like, whatever. So any impressions that you get, you're trying to psychically tune into that. And that's something that you can also do. And it's been kind of fun because that pizza box gives you like a little privacy, area, and you can do it with a lot of different, you can do all kinds of different things. You can, you can have little trinkets. You can even, you know, like, hey, what am I holding? And, you know, what am I holding up? And it could be, you know, like, you know, if you could see my hand right now, I got a little rubber duck, right? It's a ghost duck, actually. And, but, you know, saying, you know, if they're like, and they maybe write it down. Hey, it feels squishy. It can, you know, whatever. It feels like, something you'd have in the bath or whatever. Whatever their impressions are, to try to tune in, to the energy of the object, right? So,
I was talking with Louis D'Souza about this yesterday, telling him about the experiment that we're doing and telling him that I was dreading actually doing the reveal today because I was going to make a fool out of myself. He asked me, actually, he kind of made a suggestion, but I think he was also slash asking. He recommended that when I was trying to transmit something that I simply try to do what I had done on Friday to try to just hold you in my mind and to, just kind of focus on your image. And it made me wonder, is that something that you do when you are in your role as a medium trying to pick up on somebody's energy that you're reading? Do you try to hold anything about them in your mind?
Oh, sometimes I do, quite honestly. So for me, it's a lot easier if I can see the individual. Like, so mm-hmm. if I was giving you a reading, Walt, it's easier for me to see you because with my physical eye, then I can discern for myself on what side, spirit stepping forward. But mm-hmm. obviously, do I need to see you? Absolutely not. I do it by email. But sometimes what I've done in the past is I'll visualize. You ever see the black cutout silhouette?
Yeah.
It's neither a man or a woman. It's just a silhouette of
a
person.
It's just a figure. Right.
Yep. Right. And so sometimes if you don't know who you're doing a reading for, you can visualize a silhouette. It's just an individual and then assign a name, right? Whoever that individual is, Mary, Jim, Paul, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
And then saying, okay, I'm doing a reading for this individual. What side is spirit? And then I go through my steps. What side is spirit stepping forward on? Mom's side, dad's side, who are they? What are the physical descriptions? And so then you just go backing. What I always say is going back to basics. And really it gets down to sometimes we get caught up in what we can see with our visual. But I would agree that if we can see sometimes or maybe energetically connect somehow, maybe, sending out that telepathic connection and saying, all right, Walt, I'm dialing into your thought patterns or whatever, what's going on for Walt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there.
Do you also get yourself deliberately into a higher vibe space before you try to do a reading? Do you find that that's helpful to do that? And do you try to do it?
If the only time that I'm very conscious about putting myself in a higher vibration is mm-hmm. if I'm not in a higher vibration, meaning if I feel like crap, mm-hmm. or if I'm in a, quite honestly, if I'm in a very pissy mood, mm-hmm. if I'm dealing sure. with something that is, and I'm having a hard time and I'm getting angry because it's like, damn it, I just need to do this reading or right. just, and there's been times like that. And it's like, I just want to help the, and so like, if the kids are like, dad, or everybody's talking, it's like, would you just be so I can do this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know what? It's lowering my vibration. So either I need to mm-hmm. do something to remove, the distraction. So maybe it's, a headphone for music. Is it, mm-hmm. do I need to come down to a dark, quiet, neutral space away from mm-hmm. everybody? Yep. Do I need to go just take a walk? Do I need to get up from what I'm doing? Take some nice deep breathing. Do I need to sing? Do I need to, whatever that is to raise my vibration for Dean in the moment. Then I need to do that. Sometimes it's just, taking a pendulum, and sometimes it's simply just clearing my energy of, bringing the vibration back up. And sometimes it's that easy, from wherever it is.
What do you do with the pendulum? It's an interesting thing to mention.
So I'll show you a little bit because I know that, the podcast folks, but the streaming folks can see this.
We can describe it,
Yeah, right. So what I have here is actually you can find these out on the internet. This is actually a frequency chart. And mm-hmm. to describe everybody that can't see it, it's a half moon, pie chart basically. And in the center, it's got a zero. And you think mm-hmm. of, it's like an energy, measuring energy is all it is. And it goes from 0 to 100 on the negative scale and 0 to 100 on the positive scale.
Yeah, it's basically divided into little tiny pie slices, like little segments, little sectors. And each one of those is
assigned
a number.
Basically what I do is I take my pendulum, or you can take whatever. And if you want to just check if you're not feeling well or you're feeling whatever, where are you on the energetic scale? And you could be, good Lord, you could be in a negative 60 and be like, well, yeah, my energy is way low. I get that. I can feel it, right? Mm-hmm. So then it's like, okay. So then we, you know, make the intention with our guides and angels and all the other divine helpers. All right, let's amp up my energy. Let's, whatever it is, clear it away. But then, and then typically what'll happen is the pendulum will start swinging in a clockwise pattern. And even in this, you know, even if it doesn't do it on its own, I have actually manipulated on my own to start creating almost a, you think of like almost like a man-made, kind of like a man-made vortex in a sense that is starting to change the energy. And that is the intention, to start cleansing and raising the vibration. And it's interesting because anytime that, you know, especially for, we call it our firewall in my family. Hey, can you check my firewall for me? So you think of a firewall on a computer, that's what keeps viruses and all that at bay, right? And when you have issues with your firewall, what happens? Your computer runs slower, it gets sluggish, it gets viruses, all that. And we start, we start crashing, right? And so the same thing with us. And so, you know, the term in our home is, hey, can you check my firewall? And we do that for every member of the family. We do that for our dog. And quite honestly, in some of the work that I do with the intuitive real estate consulting, I do that for not only my own business, but my clients' business. So for example.
And before you go there, just clarify one point. Why is it that you don't do it for yourself? You do it for others instead. But there's, I know there's an important point there. I just want to bring that out. So why do it for somebody else instead of just doing it yourself, or have somebody else do it for you instead of just doing it yourself?
Well, well, great question, because I believe that we can all do it ourselves for ourselves.
Oh, because I thought the answer was going to be that, especially if you're in a low vibe space, you're going to get inaccurate answers. So you need somebody else to get the answers.
Right. But if you're a practitioner, and that's a great point of doing that. But what you should do is, even say if I'm doing it for somebody, say like I'm checking on WaltTheisen.com or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you wanted me to check on the vibration or where you're at energetically. And if I'm not in a good space, you're absolutely right. Will my work be subpar? You bet it will. And that's where, as a practitioner, that it is my responsibility to check my energy level first. And if it's not high enough to do the work, then I need to raise my vibration so I can work for you. And yeah, you do bring up a great point that, but I do believe that it's powerful if people feel empowered enough to do their own work. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not about somebody else out, you know, always doing work for you, because we have the ability within us to do it. But this is really just, you know, a tool and a chart to where am I energetically? What can I do to shift it? And if I'm doing work, as you shared, if I'm doing work for other people energetically, again, going back to where am I energetically, it starts and ends, you know, begins and ends with us, to deal with our own crap, our own energy. And like, if we're not high vibing, guess what? It's your responsibility to clear that. Unless you have somebody that cleanses your energy. But guess what? It's still your responsibility.
Yes. It's like, assistance, but it's still up to you.
Even if you hire me to, Dean, I want you to always check in once a day or whatever you do and make sure that my energy is good. But guess what? It's still up to Walt Thiessen. It's still up to Dean McMurray to make sure our individual energies are high, because you can only cleanse energies so often, and we have to learn how to maintain those. You know,
I mean, how many stories have I ever heard of people who, you know, they did something to clear something, yeah, and they cleared it, and then 5 seconds later it was back because they didn't get the right vibrational space. So work they just did kind of got wiped by the wayside. Just didn't
accomplish what you wanted. It would be just like me going to the dentist and blaming them for me getting cavities. Yeah. Be like, dude, you know, you came in 4 months ago to get a cleaning, but unless you take proper oral hygiene, there's nothing that we can help you with other than, hey, you got a cavity. We're going to have to fill it, right? We have to maintain it. It's our responsibility. We can have others help us, but you know, it ends and begins, or begins and ends with us.
It's very similar to what we tell gardening customers, actually, especially if we go in to install a new garden. Most often when we install a new garden, the customer wants to do their own watering, and you have to do a lot of intensive watering for about a 2 week period on a new installation. And if the customer doesn't do it, guess what happens to the garden? The garden doesn't survive, you know? So, and we've had it happen in the past. It's been quite some time since we had it because we're pretty good about selecting who our customers are. But, nevertheless, we've had that call that has come in the past, you know, years ago, where somebody would call in and say, you know, you just put the garden in, the plants are dying. And Louise's first response would be, so you weren't watering? And they'd go, look, you gotta water. You know, like just because we watered 2 weeks ago doesn't mean it still has water. Right. I mean, you have to add the water every day. That's what the garden needs, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's the same concept. It's exactly the same concept. Right. You gotta
take your responsibility
for your own garden.
Yeah. For your own garden, for your own health, for your own energy. Again, it starts and begins with us. You know, interesting we bring this up. It was, we had a caller last night talking about spine issues. And, you know, I kind of danced around the question a little bit, but just because the severity of it. And I was like, you know, very careful that, hey, I'm not a doctor, all that great stuff. But talking about spinal fusion, should I go that route and everything, and saying, you know what, here's the deal. At the end of the day, we have to take our health. It's our responsibility what we do with it.
That's right.
And so what direction we go, ultimately, that lies with us. Yeah. And so unless we're giving that power away and just saying, yeah, whatever, you're good. I trust you.
But if you're giving the power away, you are basically violating that primary rule that you're responsible. You're basically saying, I don't want the responsibility. And the universe is invariably going to come back with, okay, well, you want to go by default living. Right. Guess what? You're going to get default living.
Default.
You know? Yep. And we know what default living is like. Those of us who practice conscious creation, like, oh yeah, we've been there. We're done with that one. That's why we became conscious creators in the first place.
Right.
So yeah, no, this is an important point. This is a really, really important point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something else, that goes along the same lines too is if we are, taking that responsibility to get into that high vibe space, again, going back to, we did this experiment over the last week of doing, you know, trying to send and receive psychically to each other, and actually managed to get a few messages through, which is pretty darn good. But in the process of doing that, I'm thinking, I almost want to do it again and just make sure every single day that I am raising myself to a higher vibration even than where I'm at.
Sure.
Simply because I'm wondering, if I do that, will I get better results? Or will we get, you know, whoever I'm doing it with, will we get better results if I'm trying to get higher vibe each time that I'm doing this? And you know, vice versa. I mean, I think it probably has to be both ways. Otherwise.
Right. Know, no, absolutely. I think,
I mean, a scrambled signal is still a scrambled signal, even if you clean your end up.
Right. Right. Well, and I think being more intentional, with, you know, how we go, you know, forward and choose to do it and everything else. I think that's something that, it would be very interesting to see what comes up for that. Yeah.
Yeah. We should try that sometime. Just see what would.
Absolutely. I think that'd be kind of fun. And,
cause it was a good experiment. I mean, I learned that I actually can get some stuff, and there's that little piece in the back of my mind saying, oh yeah, it was just coincidence. You know, so that there's that doubt aspect that's going to be there for a while, just because I've had almost no belief that I could actually do anything like this. Let's be perfectly blunt. I mean, seriously, I had no confidence going into this.
But honestly, Walt, how many times have you, actually done an experiment like that?
Well, this was the first.
Okay. So there you go. And so I'm just saying that, you know, to expect some time right out of the gate to, you know, so so if you play baseball for the first time, chances are you're probably not major league, you know, playing at that level right away. Some people
chances are you're not going to make contact with the ball. I mean, that's
right.
the first time.
But you saying, know? You know, is continue playing it and mm-hmm. you get better, right?
Yeah.
As far as like, hey, you know, the abilities got stronger. We did see mm-hmm. more, you know, strength or whatever the case is. I, one of the things that, you know, a lot of people, when you continue doing that or flexing your intuitive sense is, when you're flexing that intuitive muscle, that the connection gets stronger and mm-hmm. where you build that confidence mm-hmm. saying, well, you know, even when that little voice in our head, like, you know, that's totally made up or
yeah.
I'm saying this or thinking this because of I saw this or I did this or whatever, right? So the logic, instead of saying, you know what, I just trust regardless mm-hmm. of what it is, I just trust it, right? You know, whatever it is, you know,
which and is basically what I had to do. I mean, that's right. That's literally like the mind space I put myself in because I didn't know what to do with any of this. Right. So I just, well, whatever comes, hey, I don't know. I'm just making it up as I go along. Here we
go. Right. The randomness.
Yeah.
The randomness. Yeah. So I think that's a good point.
I want to, we got like 2 minutes left. I want to make sure that I get a couple announcements in first and foremost. If you haven't downloaded the LOA Today app, feel free to do so. You're going to get some good stuff out of there. Lots of goodies in there. And I also realized it's been a long time since I've been pushing subscriptions to the podcast, mainly because I knew virtually everybody who was listening had already been subscribed, but we're now beginning to do some stuff where we're reaching out to new audiences. So I got to start building back in and become a subscriber. So if you're not yet a subscriber to the podcast, please become one. We are on all the major platforms. If you have an iPhone, we're on the Apple Podcasts. If you're on an Android, we're on, you know, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify, iHeart. We're on all the major platforms. So take advantage of that. It's free. Get the subscription and do what so many people do who are regular listeners. They basically binge listen. They just put on the background as they're doing their day and it's how they get their daily dose of happy. And it really does pay off. We get the emails to prove it from listeners. So take advantage of that fact. And that's something I'm making a commitment to, you know, press the button more often, say, come on guys, if you're not a subscriber, become a subscriber because it's been a while since I've done that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this has been a good experiment. And,
yeah, I loved it.
We gotta come up with another one for next week.
Yeah,
we'll have to
think about it a little bit and then come up with another one and run it for another week and see what comes up with that.
Meanwhile, I guess we have to let you go get some sleep because if you were up that early,
I'm not going to bed.
It's amazing that you're functioning.
I'm not going to bed.
But you'll sleep real well tonight.
Oh yeah.
You'll sleep real well tonight.
Yeah.
So that's
good
news.
So, I'll probably be a bit noisy as I'm snoring pretty loudly. So, but
well,
for sure.
Your wife will probably insist that you put one of those nose things on, you know, so that you don't snore as much.
It's called duct tape in our house.
Duct tape. Yes.
You
go to the answer and go, what do you do with that duct tape on your nose? I mean, what's that about?
Why is it wrapped around your head?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, interesting things happening around the McMurray home.
Yes, for sure.
Well, thank you very much, Dean. This has been good.
Thank you, Walt. Yes.
Yep. Looking forward to doing this again next time. And especially to all of our listeners, thank you for putting up with the descriptions of things that you couldn't see on screen, as we normally do. But we really appreciate you as well. And keep coming back, because that's what we keep doing. We'll see you.